I'll never get all this in, Ruth. You'll have to leave some of it behind. How about a couple of pairs of shoes?
Isn't there any room in your bag?
No.
I could carry the shoes separately in my flight bag.
You're not going to need winter boots in Tasco. And you've got four thick sweaters in here.
You never know, that's all.
Anybody think we're going up north?
It might turn cold. I hate being cold.
You've been to Mexico before. You know it's hot this time of year.
So give me what's left over and I'll put it in my flight bag.
Wouldn't like to carry all this too far.
Oh.
Do you think we should turn the water off before we go? A guy at work said it stops the pipes freezing.
Oh, garbage. It won't freeze. Your mom's going to come in a couple of times, isn't she? She'll run the water.
Okay, I'll leave it.
Just think. In 6 hours, we'll be sitting by the hotel pool drinking our sixth margarita.
Oh.
Mm. Hey, look at the time. Did you call a cab?
I called a cab. I've got the itinerary, the plane tickets, the traveler's checks, a detective novel for you to read on the plane, a biography of J. Paul Getty for me. What have you got, Bob?
Hey, is this some kind of skill testing question or what?
Have we got everything?
Enough for 6 months. I mean, four thick sweaters?
Well, look, it's insurance. If you only take summer clothes, it turns cold.
You're crazy. We're going to have 2 weeks of sunshine. Every day, morning till night, lying on the beach.
But we will go sightseeing.
If you want to. Some of those little markets, maybe.
Will you buy me a huge sombrero?
I'll buy you two. One for each head. Give me a kiss.
Just one for the road.
Mmm. Okay. You all ready?
I gotta get my purse. Oh, and close the window.
Hey, Ruthie, there's a policeman coming up the path.
What kind of policeman? What do you mean?
A policeman, for Christ's sake. A cop.
Oh, I'll get it. Good morning, officer.
Good morning. Mrs. Wallace?
No, there's no one here by that name.
Huh. No, I guess they've given me the wrong address. Well, who are you?
Redditch is my name, Ruth Redditch.
Does the name Jerry Wallace mean anything to you?
Could you come back in a couple of weeks?
Jerry Wallace.
Well, it sounds kind of familiar. Maybe he was a kid I knew at school, somebody I worked with once.
Ruth, the limo's here.
Going away?
Yeah, to Mexico for 2 weeks. The plane leaves at 10, so maybe another time.
There's some questions I have to ask. That's why I'm here.
You get the cases, Bob. I'll deal with this.
If you want to check up on me, you call the station. The number's 555-2776.
It's okay. You've got an honest face.
You going on holiday?
Yeah, to Mexico, yeah.
When you went to the travel agent and bought the tickets, did you buy one for Mr. Wallace?
I just told you, I haven't seen him for ages.
No, you didn't. You said you hardly knew him at all.
Come on, Ruth, we can't afford to miss the flight.
It's somebody you might have known at school is what you said.
Oh, did I say that? Well, when you're getting ready to go away, it's hard to think straight.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, this is my friend, Robert Markham. This is a policeman, Bob.
Oh, okay.
The limo's waiting.
And my name's Robert, too. Robert Wozinski.
Look, these questions, why don't you ride along with us?
Sure.
Call in.
Let them know.
Go.
Be with these people. Might be gone all day. I'll keep in touch.
You ask him.
Sir?
Jerry and I used to quarrel about music?
Well, most couples quarrel some of the time.
Jerry and I quarreled all the time.
Ruth, watch him.
It's all right, Bob. Even on our first date.
Where'd you meet?
Do you know, he was the only guy I ever picked up in a bar. It's not something I'm in the habit of. It was a hot night. I was late from work, thirsty. I wanted a beer. I don't usually even like beer.
I'm saying it was a fluke.
Well, the one did.
He's gonna go home.
He doesn't even have a home.
Do so!
Oh, leave him alone.
A glass of beer, please.
What kind?
Draft.
One draft.
I haven't seen you in here before.
Yeah.
I said, I haven't seen you in here before.
No, I don't come in here.
Like to go somewhere else, have a quiet drink?
I don't know you.
Well, I know you. I work in the same building, just down the hall.
I haven't seen you there.
Well, I'm in and out all the time. I do a lot of delivery work, driving. I've seen you there. So how about it? This is no place for you.
Oh, well...
My name's Jerry Wallace. We'll go to the Hanging Gardens and sit in the sidewalk.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you'll be safe. There's people all around.
Well, I've ordered a draft.
Well, I'll pay for it and you'll leave. I want the first drink you have with me to be something perfect. A glass of cool white wine, French wine, not too sweet.
Well, I like sweet white wine.
Oh, yuck. Sugary taste ruins a good wine.
You look more like a beer drinker.
Whoa. You haven't even told me your name, and already you're insulting.
It wasn't meant as an insult.
Well, it sure came across like one.
I was thinking of the outdoors, sports.
Terminal 1.
So, that was how we met. Like I said.
Get the bags.
Need any help, Bob?
No thanks. Why don't you two finish up your talk? I'll check in. We haven't a lot of time to spare.
Hours, Bob. We've got 2 hours.
No, I don't think so.
We'll check it out, Bob. You go to the desk there.
Right. I advise you to carry that luggage on board, sir. You've got precisely 10 minutes.
Hey, what about passport control? What
about... 818, turn right through the door there. And keep
what's
walking.
Going on?
Oh, from here?
I guess okay. So. I don't know. I don't understand this. I mean, we had lots of time. He hardly looked at our tickets.
Those wanting to catch flight 90734 are advised to hurry.
Come on. Look, I...
This way, ladies and gentlemen. All passengers this way. As you sit down, passengers.
Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
You there, sir. Can I have
that on you? Keep that seat in front. I'll tell you.
Come on. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Well, we made it. Here we are. Fasten your seatbelts.
How did he get on the plane? Did he have a ticket?
He's only riding along. Once we get to Tasco, he'll turn around and come back. Hmm. You read your book, Bob. I'll tell him what he wants to know.
Okay.
How much did you know about Mr. Wallace when you married him?
My mother made inquiries. Did she ever? She talked to his mailman, his dry cleaner, his neighbors.
You've got to be kidding.
She asked enough questions for a dozen royal commissions. Mr. Wallace, she said to him finally when she was tired of wading through packs of lies, just what is your background? Kind of dull gray, he replied. That's later. She decided he had hidden depths and arranged our wedding.
And every November you went to the cabin hunting with him.
Oh, I don't hunt. I just went along. It was what women did in those days.
Well, we're only talking 10 years, not the dark ages.
It was a way of thinking, you know? Your husband works like a dog year in, year out.
You did marry him then?
Oh, yes, yes. Didn't I tell you that? So, it's only fair he enjoys his time off.
So you did have good times.
We always argued from the minute we left home.
Ruth, I'm going to freeze to death without my long underwear.
From day one, we argued. He'd say, it's snowing out, and I'd have to tell him, it's not snow, it's freezing rain.
So, it's a great day for our trip, Ruthie.
It would be, Jerry, if we were going south like sane people do, but north, hunting moose, for Christ's sake.
You know, I'm only happy in the bush, Ruthie. I like stalking those huge creatures, waiting for them to spot me.
Oh, yeah, you're the one with the gun. You kill him before he knocks you down.
I've got to get him before he gets too close.
Yeah, and tramples all over your soft, hairless body.
When I get back to the cabin, we'll make love. It'll be like old times.
When he talked about old times, he really meant his youth, when he'd gone screwing around all over the place like a jackrabbit.
Yeah.
He couldn't even remember their names. He would have liked to think they remembered him. He half expected cards from them on his birthday. There never were any.
That's kind of sad.
So every November, the same thing. Two weeks in that lousy, godforsaken cabin.
You forgot my long underwear, Ruth. I could freeze out there. I regard that as an act of aggression.
Are you on a peace mission? What about the moose? You think they like you coming into their nice, quiet places? No. Stalking around, shooting them, carrying them back on top of the station wagon?
They love it, Ruthie.
Oh.
They have ways of signaling to each other. They know I'm here now. I mean, not me personally by name, but one of us. It's a great game to them.
Yeah, getting killed.
The hunt. And if it wasn't me, it'd be someone else. If it wasn't me, it'd be someone else.
So you've got a choice, Jerry. A lot of people don't have choices. They have to put up with what they get. So now you have a choice. You can freeze to death out there, or stay in this lousy cabin with me, arguing your head off.
You're dumb, Ruthie. Do you know that?
Yeah, you tell me often enough.
So it must be true, or I wouldn't keep saying it, right? Well, I could have come up here with Harry and the other guys.
No, you couldn't.
Well, what do you know?
They won't come with you because you're a lousy shot. They're afraid of ending up on top of the station wagon, strapped down, to be cut up and stored in the freezer and offered to the neighbors.
Oh, come on.
No. Hey, have a slice of old Charlie. He goes well with barbecue sauce.
You're lying. Shut up. Jeez, I hate it when you tell stories.
You have to bring me up here. Then you can pretend you're popular and tell yourself, oh, you'd have liked to come with the other guys, but you wanted me to have a treat. You bribe me with promises of fantastic lovemaking, and all you do is complain about your lousy thermal underwear. Don't do that, you moron!
I came up here to shoot.
Drive back to the store. Get yourself some underwear. I'll wait here.
Maybe I'll just stay in here, have a few beers. Have a little party, just you and me, Ruthie.
We have soft drinks.
No tequila?
Coffee, tea.
All the flights to Mexico I've ever been on, there's been tequila, margaritas.
Jerry always did exactly what he wanted.
That's not a capital offense, Mrs. Walls.
Well, it ought to be. My problem was, I get to feeling sorry for him. You know, weekends, he wore a check shirt, red and black. It smelled of wood smoke. Even when it was freshly washed, it smelled of wood smoke.
So, maybe I'll build a fire up and we'll have a couple of beers?
You brought enough to take a bath in.
I'd be okay if you didn't pick on me. There's no need for that. I'm going to make grilled cheese sandwiches. You can have one or not. Suit yourself.
Poor guy.
Why don't you talk to him?
I think you know why, Mrs. Wallace.
Redditch, I told you. Anyway, my name's irrelevant.
A lot of the guys I know think names are irrelevant. Some of them have five or six. Then you try offering them a number instead, and suddenly they want a name again.
Think we're going to Mexico? I mean, they're wearing warm clothes. Some of them have got parkas with them.
It's just to get to and from the airport, Bob. You know that.
Still, why isn't there any tequila? There's always tequila on flights to Mexico.
Stop fussing. Maybe they changed the rules. Nobody else is complaining.
That's because they all know where they're going.
Ruth, you know your mother lives near me? My wife's very friendly with her.
Oh.
She felt sorry for your husband.
So, he got pneumonia.
Your mom said it affected his heart.
It wasn't my fault. He didn't have to go out there without his long johns.
Your mother would like to see you more often.
I kind of resent you talking to her first. I suppose she told you I'm self-centered, not great.
I got the impression she quite liked Mr. Wallace when she got to know him. She said she thought of him as the son she never had.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
We're starting into a descent, Ruthie. We can't be even halfway there yet.
They know what they're doing, Bob. Maybe they have to reload the plane because of volcanic tremors. That happens a lot in Mexico.
You never had any dealings with the police, Miss Redditch?
Parking tickets, reporting the break-in, and the day I left him. What was supposed to be the happiest day of my life. I can laugh at it now. But I had it all planned. I didn't just creep out and leave a note. I say goodbye to him.
Goodbye, Jerry.
You're not leaving me, Ruthie. You're not going. We've had good times together. I got the cabin booked for next month.
Mm. October. The leaves were turning that lovely color. All the chemicals in the air make them brighter, don't they? And I walked out.
You're not leaving me, Ruthie.
I walked down the street laughing. I wasn't carrying much. I'd sent it all to Mother's a few days before. I'd taken the day off work so I could enjoy it. I made sure he wasn't dressed when I left so I wouldn't be followed. He'd been off work for a year, and he never got up till noon. The doctor told him to rest. Oh, and he did. All the time. It was, Ruthie, get me this. Ruthie, get me that. So, I left.
I'll have wine. A bottle of wine, please. No, champagne. Make it champagne.
One bottle of champagne.
Waiter, and some crumbs to feed the squirrels. Do you sell bags of crumbs? I'll have a sandwich then. No filling, just the bread.
No filling? You've got to have something in it, or it's not a sandwich.
To freedom.
You can have beef or tuna, chicken salad or egg salad or toasted western.
Yeah.
The chef's specialty is a toasted western.
Just two slices of bread.
Salami with mustard pickle, ham on rye, corned beef, cold turkey, bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Then I saw Jerry coming towards me.
Tom?
He pulled his pants on over his pajamas and was running, gasping for breath, but running. I ran.
Come back! Stop thief! Come back!
Of course, I didn't mean to steal the champagne. I was taking the bottle with me to drink somewhere else. I meant to go back and pay for it.
They all say that. Like about the names being irrelevant. I meant to go back and pay for it. Usually it's too late.
It's one of the tragedies, isn't it?
I'm not sure what you mean. Seven deadly sins, okay, but seven tragedies or more?
Now that honest people aren't recognized, the waiter should have known I'd be back. I was out of breath. Jerry was sitting on a park bench, clutching his chest, and the waiter came along with a policeman. I hadn't the strength to argue. They took me to the nearest station and charged me with theft.
I didn't see any record.
Jerry came in. He'd followed us. Told them his wife had been a bit disturbed lately. Paid the waiter, took the champagne away with him. And left me there, on the sidewalk, crying. That was my first happy day.
You never saw him again?
No, I didn't.
Fasten your seatbelts, please. Make sure your seats are in an upright position and your hand luggage is stowed under the seat in front of you.
Look out there. Where are we?
November. I know where we are.
All aboard. I guess the local guys figured we'd need these.
Helmets on, everybody.
I'm not coming. I am not coming.
Don't be a spoiled fart, Bob. It's just a little detour. You'll be lying in the sunshine by dinner time.
Why would I? I hated the rest.
I don't want to go in. I'm cold. I'm tired.
It's a good thing you packed those sweaters, Ruth.
What? Oh, yes. I haven't got a key.
I've got a key, Ruth. I got keys to everything. Come on, come in.
Well, you call this roughing it?
There's a fridge, water, heat.
Did you bring Bob's thermal underwear, Ruth?
I'm no good at packing. I
have a hard time deciding what to bring and what to leave behind.
I wouldn't mind spending a week here myself.
How about that cup of coffee? I could use one now.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Everything's here.
What do you use for milk?
Powdered. We always kept powdered here.
How long is it since you were last here?
Oh, it's got to be 5 years, maybe more.
Oh, you seem to know exactly where everything is.
Well, I guess I do.
You sure it's been 5 years since you were here?
I might have been up one other time. Are you trying to make something out of it?
Hey, Ruth, the guy's only doing his job. Drink your coffee. You'll feel better.
I can't. It's got a funny smell. The powdered milk makes it taste like gasoline.
Pretend it's tequila. Pretend you're on the beach.
I'm not on the beach. I'm here in this cabin. He's going to lock me up. Don't you see, Bob?
Ruth, come on. If I'd known you were like this, I'd never have agreed to come on vacation with you.
What are you really like, Ruth?
I'm an ordinary person. Most of my life is like anybody else's. Once in a while, I like a change.
Why?
Oh.
You changed your name, your place of residence, your partner, your hair color. Isn't that a lot of change for one person?
Look, if it's any of your business, I spend my days week in, week out, 9 to 5:30, adding up figures, writing letters, telling three younger people what to do, making demands on the boss, answering the phone politely.
And last November, you came up here with Jerry again, didn't you?
Oh, so what if I did? He asked me, for old time's sake. He wasn't well. He just wanted one last trip. As a friend, he asked me.
You told me you came up here with him, Ruth. You told me your aunt was sick. Your aunt in North Bay.
We argued all the way up here. He was exhausted when we arrived.
Oh, I gotta lie down. Oh, yeah, make us a cup of coffee, Ruthie. Hey, don't put any of that goddamn powdered milk in mine. Makes it taste like gasoline.
So, what are we gonna do now we're here? Well, you're not in any shape to go hunting.
We had some good times, didn't we, Rue? Remember that time you left my thermal underwear behind? I always thought you did that on purpose.
I forgot it, is all.
Put the coffee down.
Here?
So I can reach it.
You're sweating. You stink like a rank pig.
Love me, Ruthie.
Oh.
Come on, when a guy's sick, he needs loving. You know, in the old days, they used to send whores into the dying kings to get their blood moving.
Hmm.
And sometimes they recovered from fatal illnesses. And the whores died.
Ow!
Oh, Ruthie!
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spill it. I'll get a cloth.
Jeez, I was only kidding. That was a joke. Ruthie, come on, I want you. Come close.
No, keep away from me.
Now,
lie down.
Come on, Ruthie, please.
Look, you're ill, Jerry.
No,
you can't.
Please.
Look, I'll kill you.
Come on, Ruth.
Get away.
Ruth.
Jerry? Are you all right? Jerry?
His name?
Jerry!
His name.
His name.
His name. His name.
He fell. It was an accident. Jerry. Are you Mrs. Wallace? My name's Redditch. I knew him once.
Has been identified as Jerry Wallace of Toronto.
Fasten your seatbelt, please. Make sure your seats are in an upright position and your hand luggage is stowed under the seat in front of you.
Hey, Ruthie. There's a policeman coming up the path. Ruthie?
Ruth, didn't you hear me?
What?
There's a policeman coming up the walk. He's carrying a cat.
Send him away, Bob. Okay. Open it.
I'm Constable Wozinski, ma'am. I found your cat wandering.
I didn't mean to kill my husband, officer.
What?
I only went up north with him for one last trip.
He wasn't well. He asked me to go along as a friend.
Strange, the detours the mind can take. No margaritas on the beach for Ruth Redditch. Just stale coffee in a little cabin in the boreal woods, with winter closing in on every side and the way out rapidly shrinking to the point of vanishing.
Point of Departure by Rachel Wyatt. Featured in the cast were Fiona Reed as Ruth, Michael Ball as Bob, Les Carlson as the policeman, and Michael Hogan as Jerry. You also heard Melanie Brown, Ray Landry, and Bruce Vavrina in a variety of roles. Casting consultant was Ann Tate with Catherine Kester. Recording engineers were Derek Stubbs and Brian Pape, with sound effects by Stephanie McKenna, and the production assistant was Nina Callahan. Original music was by Richard Bronskill, recorded and mixed by John McCarthy. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of introduction is David Calderisi. Point of Departure was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane.